Welcome you all here this evening to the February 19th Stanislaus County Planning Commission. I'd like to start off with a few reminders. Please silence your cell phones during the public hearings. We are happy to accept any comments on the projects, but we ask that you avoid repetition. During a long hearing, it's okay to say that you agree with the previous speakers rather than to repeat what's already been said. Let the record reflect, for the roll call, the Commissioners Campo and Sabala are absent this evening. Now, would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we may, we also have Commissioner Morad is also not here this evening.
And Commissioner Morad is not here. Let the record reflect that. Thank you. Citizens Forum. The Citizens Forum is a time for the public to speak on issues that are not on tonight's agenda. However, the Commission cannot take any action on these items. Is there anyone who would wish to address the Commission for an item that's not on tonight's agenda? Hearing none, I'd like to ask for a motion to approve the minutes from the January 15th Planning Commission meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the January 15th meetings.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second.
All right, first Lars, second Wayne. All those in favor of accepting the minutes as presented for January 15th, 2026, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, nay. Any abstentions? Hearing none, the motion passes. Director Freitas, do we have any correspondence?
We have none this evening.
Conflict of interest declaration. Are there any commissioners besides me that would like to declare a conflict? I need to declare a conflict. Tory Rich and his firm did a design for me for a home that we had not yet purchased. And do I need to mention the value? Is that important?
I think you've covered it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So I will recuse myself during the vote, but I'll continue to lead the commission's meeting this evening. Oh, you want me to step out now?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm going to step out now.
Thank you.
You put me in charge?
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
Director Freitas, do we have any correspondence this evening?
We have none.
Okay. So we have no non-consent items. We have one consent item on the docket for tonight. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So if I could get a report on the development standard amendment for tentative map number PLN 2022-0026 Elwood States, please.
Good evening, Chair, Commissioners, members of the public. Emily DeAnda, Associate Planner, here to present the development standard amendment for the Elmwood Estates tentative map. The project is a request to amend development standard number 43 of the planned development 367 zoning district, which was to install, or is the amendment is to install a 6-foot chain link fence rather than a 7-foot tall masonry block wall along the southern property line of an existing off-site retention drainage basin. The basin is required to be expanded as part of the Elmwood Estates subdivision. The requested development standard to be amended was placed on the original project at the request of the Stanislaus County Public Works Department in accordance with plate detail 4C1 for retaining drainage basins. Under the applicant's initial request, a time extension was also included. However, it was found that the map was automatically extended under Assembly Bill 2729, which went into effect on January 1st, 2025, and extended the life of the map to June 6th, 2027. Accordingly, the applicant's request for a time extension was withdrawn. The project site for the Elmwood Estates tentative map is located at 3700 Story Road between East Searing Road and Walton Street in the community of Denair and is zoned PD 367. The plan development for the site was approved by the Board of Supervisors on December 6, 2022, which permitted the rezoning of a 4.8-acre parcel from rural residential to planned development to increase the maximum building site coverage from 40 to 50% and the creation of 17 single-family residential lots. The subdivision included the expansion of an existing off-site basin to create a 13,000 square foot basin for the subdivision. The location of the masonry block wall under development standard number 43 was to be along the south property line of the existing basin. As stated previously, development standard 43 requires the applicant to construct a masonry block wall along the south edge of the retention basin. The applicant submitted their request to amend the standard on December 18th, 2025. The request referenced constructability constraints and the preference of an adjacent property owner for chain link fencing rather than masonry wall along the shared property line. Constructability constraints mentioned in the request were related to limited space along the south property line for excavation and footing of the masonry wall due to permanent improvements on the adjacent residential lot. Additionally, footing for the block wall would require work on either a side slope or disturbing the grading and slope of the basin near the south property line. Figure 1 provided in the Planning Commission memo for this request includes a photo taken of the existing and expanded basin area looking east from Romy Way. The photo shows the south property line and existing dilapidated chain link fencing that currently surrounds the basin. In the photo, the roofline of the adjacent home along the south property line can be seen. And the permanent improvements referenced by the applicant as a constraint to the footing of the wall can be seen in the picture above. The improvements include a concrete walkway, air conditioning units, and adjacent accessory structures. The request for the amendment was referred to responsible agencies, the Denair Municipal Advisory Council, and no responses in opposition, and local landowners, and no responses in opposition to the amendment were received. Public Works provided a comment letter with a modification to the standard to be worded as reflected on the screen. The Board of Supervisors adopted a mitigated negative declaration for this project on December 6, 2022. Since the project was previously approved with a mitigated negative declaration, additional review would be triggered only if a new significant environmental effect not previously evaluated was identified. The amendment of the development standard would not alter the project in such a way that would create any new significant environmental effects. Therefore, additional review is not required for approval of the amendment request. A notice of exemption has been proposed to be filed should the Planning Commission approve the development standard amendment. To conclude, staff is recommending approval of the subject request. If the Planning Commission agrees, staff recommendations are outlined in the memo, which include approval of the amendment of development standard number 43, the finding that no new significant impacts have been identified, and the ordering of a notice of exemption to be filed. So that concludes my presentation. Staff is available to answer any questions.
Thank you for that report. Go ahead and open up to the commissioners. Are there any questions you have, staff?
The basin was recently annexed into a community service agency, so the maintenance will be done by Parks and Rec now.
How many access points will be in around through the fence?
The fencing is only on the southern edge and the eastern edge. The basin will be open to the subdivision.
Okay. Any other questions from commissioners? Comments? No, with that, then we'll go ahead and open up to the public forum. Ask for those who are in opposition to speak first. Anyone in opposition to this item to come forward? State your name. Okay. Seeing none, we'll ask for anyone who's in approval of this and who wants to approve this item come forward and state their name.
Tori Rich, I'm the developer. Just one comment, the fence is actually 7 foot, not six. The one along the eastern side is 7, so we'll match that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else want to speak in approval of this item? Seeing none, I will bring it back to the commissioners for comments and for discussion and motion. Anyone on the board want to make a motion?
I will motion for the adoption of. Following the recommendations of the in the staff report, PL 2022-0026.
Okay, we have a commit. We have a motion on the table for approval. We have a secondary.
I'll second.
We have a second. Let's go ahead and do a roll call, please.
Commissioner Brichetto?
Aye.
Kellis? Oh,
Aye.
And Zipser?
Aye.
Motion passes. And if you don't mind to bring Neil back in, it'd be great for us. Counselor, thank you. Take a moment here to get our chairman back in the room.
Lars?
Sure, no worries.
Any other matters? At the discretion of the chair, I have none. Director Freitas, do you have a report, please?
Yes, since the planning commission last met, the board met on January 13th and January 27th, but they had no planning items. On February 3rd, when the board met, they did authorize the recording of the Williamson Act contract certificate of cancellation that was associated with the parcel map variance and Williamson Act cancellation for the Silva Revocable Trust that had been recommended for approval by the planning commission. On the horizon for March 5th, we have one parcel map in the Riverbank area and one appeal of a staff denial for a staff approval application in the Newman area. This was for a cell tower. And on January 19th, we're looking at having one use permit in the Houston area. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. I have no matters. With that, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you all.